Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, April 6th. It is Missions Monday, but yesterday we didn't have an official missions partner, so much going on in worship, so we didn't do that. But I've been thinking about a mission to give us this week as we seek to know one another more. There are lots of new faces at Mount Brook Baptist, and if you don't go to Mount Brook Baptist, probably lots of new faces around you. Today, may it be our mission to be curious about someone who we meet, to learn their name, and to lift a prayer to the Lord for them. Our gospel reading today comes from Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 35, and I'm going to read it in the Message paraphrase. The Road to Emmaus. That same day, two of them were walking to the village Emmaus, about 7 miles out of Jerusalem. They were deep in conversation, going over all these things that had happened. In the middle of their talk and questions, Jesus came up and walked along with them, but they were not able to recognize who he was. He asked, "What's this you're discussing so intently as you walk along?" They just stood there, long-faced, like they had lost their best friend. Then one of them, his name was Cleopas, said, "Are you the only one in Jerusalem who hasn't heard what happened during the last few days?" He said, "What has happened?" They said, "The thing that happened to Jesus the Nazarene. He was a man of God, a prophet, dynamic in work and word, blessed by both God and all the people. Then our high priests and leaders betrayed him, got him sentenced to death, and crucified him. And we had our hopes up that he was the one about to deliver Israel. And it is now the third day since it happened. But now some of our women have completely confused us. Early this morning, they went to the tomb and couldn't find his body. They came back with the story that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Some of our friends went off to the tomb to check and found it empty, just as the women said, but they didn't see Jesus." Then he said to them, "So thick-headed, so slow-hearted, why can't you simply believe all that the prophets said? Don't you see that these things had to happen? That the Messiah had to suffer and only then enter into his glory?" Then he started at the beginning with the book of Moses and went through all the prophets, pointing out everything in the scriptures that referred to him. They came to the edge of the village where they were headed. He acted as if he were going on, but they pressed him, "Stay and have supper with us. It's nearly evening. The day is done." So he went in with them, and here is what happened. He sat down at the table with them. Taking the bread, he blessed and broke and gave it to them. At that moment, open-eyed, wide-eyed, they recognized him. And then he disappeared. Back and forth they talked. "Didn't we feel on fire as he conversed with us on the road, as he opened up the scriptures for us?" They didn't waste a minute. They were up and on their way back to Jerusalem. They found the 11 and their friends gathered together, talking away. "It's really happened. The Master has been raised up. Simon saw him." Then the two went over everything that happened on the road and how they recognized him when he broke the bread. Now let's move over to the Psalms, Psalm 85 today. I'm going to be reading in the Christian Standard Bible. In this psalm, the psalmist, who is the son of Korah, talks about the time when God showed favor and forgiveness to the people in past days, and he's asking the Lord to be the salvation of the current generation, to not be angry with that generation forever. In the middle of the psalm, there's a really good prayer that I think we could stop and pray together, verses 6 and 7. Will you not revive us again, so that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your faithful love, Lord, and give us your salvation. Then, towards the end of the psalm, we're reminded of where our salvation comes. It comes in a person. Now, the psalmist couldn't have known the name of Jesus, but they describe him well, a place where faithful love and truth join together, righteousness and peace embrace. The Lord provides for us what is good, especially in Jesus our Lord. Lord, you showed favor to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the people's guilt. You covered all their sin. You withdrew all your fury. You turned from your burning anger. Return to us, God of our salvation, and abandon your displeasure with us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger for all generations? Will you not revive us again so that your people may rejoice in you? I'm going to say that slowly so that you can pray it with me. Will you not revive us again so that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your faithful love, Lord, and give us your salvation. I will listen to what God will say. Surely the Lord will declare peace to his people, his faithful ones, and not let them go back to foolish ways. His salvation is very near to those who fear him, so that glory may dwell in our land. Think about these next verses in relation to Jesus. Faithful love and truth will join together. Righteousness and peace will embrace. Truth will spring up from the earth, and righteousness will look down from heaven. Also, the Lord will provide what is good, and our land will yield its crops. Righteousness will go before him to prepare the way for his steps. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Wouldn't you have just loved to be on the road to Emmaus with Cleopas and the other disciple as they heard the Lord discuss the Old Testament, the books of Moses, the prophetic books, and how they pointed to the Messiah? I've been struck as well recently on how the Psalms are pointing us to the Messiah as well, as this psalm does, in reminding us that in Jesus, faithful love and truth come together. Will you pray with me? Father, on this Mission Monday, would you help us to remember that you have called us to be a people who do your work? And so, as one saint said one time, Lord, I'm up. Where are we headed today? As we interact with others, give us a sense of your Holy Spirit's guidance. Help us to see the person in front of us as someone for whom you lived and died. As we learn their names, help us to lift them up to you in prayer. Father, thank you for the opportunity we have to gather around your word. I pray that its sustaining presence would guide and guard my brothers and sisters today. Bless those around the world who are in war-torn areas. Be ever present to them, Lord. Bless the hurting, the sick, the dying, and the lonely. We lift them up to you. We ask for your help. Through Jesus Christ, the one who was and is to come. Amen.